Hey, Carla. That's what we've named you, listener. Welcome to Just Because I Love You Day. In today's episode, we blind react, my personal fave, to memes, quotes, and other phrases we've seen on social media. This is part one. Get ready for fun.
And I got like TikTok trends in my head right now.
Okay. Put it's really quiet.
Girl, that's not even trending right now.
I don't use TikTok. I'm old. Silas is asleep. It's sunny outside.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
It's like the first time in a month.
We're scrolling. Everybody's scrolling on their phones. Should we assign a kid wrangler, or is that kind of like admitting defeat in advance?
Not it.
Should we act in faith? Just act and plan for no interruptions.
We get an interruption, we'll quickly chihuahua it.
Yeah, Chihuahua is the name of the app that we use to select who's going to be in charge of the kids.
They're waving at us.
So if we have a problem, a sudden fire needs to be extinguished. Here up goes Caden. The child wrangler.
Speaking of which, here comes Caden.
Is Caden coming in crying?
No, no, he's not
crying, but
Piper's
waving.
Oh, okay, he was just running.
I should have waved.
You guys, like this moment from my angle, being able to see outside where the kids are grinning and everyone just sitting at the table, it's looking a little Brady Bunch.
No, earlier today, Piper, did you see the picture, Megan, we sent you?
Yeah.
Piper was pulling the quads in this, like, it's not a wheelbarrow. What is it? A wagon?
Yeah.
But like an industrial
wagon. Yeah.
It's for yard work. And so she's got all four of them in there and she's heaving.
All 30 pounds plus each.
Right.
Heaving and with she's all of her six? Mind.
Yeah. She's seven and she's a dainty little girl. Yeah.
She's got like ballerina
she's
arms.
She's tall, but she's skinny.
Well, and for trivia purposes, the quads are not actually quadruplets.
True.
All four of the sisters had a baby in 2018. So we refer to them as the quads. Mm-hmm. And
the fourth quad will be three, my baby.
Yep.
In just a few days.
Yep, they're all about to be three. That's why they're all like 30 pounds too, by the way.
They're not big babies.
They give birth to big babies.
They're
we throw our babies outside and just let them roam.
In the wagon.
Gain muscle.
We let the 7-year-old pull them around.
So everything is going a little too well right now.
Quick, start talking about what we need to.
Find something to
I'm
talk
a little
about.
Stressed. But I think we're just going to do some blind react topics and see if a theme emerges. Because I'm having one of those days where I feel like I could rant on just about anything. And
that's every day.
No, it's not. There are days where I'm like, you know, whatever we talk about, I don't really care. But
that's
today I have a few beefs.
She's got several pebbles in her shoe.
Yeah. So
do you want me to do mine or did you have some?
I don't have any off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
But I could get some because, again, I could rant on literally anything today. So, yes, go ahead. Start us off.
Week. Blind react number one. Wait, do I give my opinion first or do we?
No, read the meme first.
Okay.
No, read it first.
Okay. Christians and quote unquote the church should be less political and more spiritual.
Where did you find that?
I think they're all off Instagram or Facebook, all social media related.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be nice to know if that was coming from like an atheist though, if that was coming from probably a church woman.
I wish I could remember, but
that's fine. It's fine.
So less political and more spiritual.
Because I would change my reaction to it based on the source. If it's coming from somebody who is a Christian and they think Christians need to butt out versus if it's coming from somebody who hates Christians in general, it's like, oh, I've got different things to say to both of you.
Nah, I have the same thing to say to both.
I was gonna say it, and I'm pretty sure I would address them the exact same way.
I just wouldn't address the atheist. I'd be like, okay, nice to know.
Thank you.
Right. She's holding her coffee mug.
Thanks for your opinion, mister. I don't think
cheers
I care
to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would actually dialogue with the person who's Christian. I would just be like, oh, thanks for your opinion.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Oh, you have thoughts about Christianity?
Bless your heart.
Why don't you come join us and then we can talk?
Yeah. There's no distinction between politics and spirituality. I mean, truth is truth. And so if you're gonna say true things that have to do with the political environment, say them. And
right.
If you're gonna say true things that have to do with parenting or education, ooh, one of my blind reacts actually had to do with this too, where a lady recently on, let me see if I can find it real quick, but the person said that she didn't think it was our business to talk about teacher training material because most of us, the vast majority of us, are not licensed or spending any time in public school classrooms, so we shouldn't really share our opinion. And she said,
oh boy.
I'm not going to address this topic because, you know,
I just addressed this topic.
Exactly.
I don't need to because I've already done it.
Exactly. And so when Christians say you should not comment on politics, or when anybody says you shouldn't comment on politics, you're commenting on politics.
That because they affect, and they affect everyone. I mean, it doesn't matter if it, even if it is in another country.
Right.
It still affects.
It's like somebody standing up and saying, everybody, look at me. I am not going to speak about this. Somebody, I am going to stay neutral.
Somebody a couple of weeks ago said on one of Dad's posts, I don't even remember what the post was, but she just said, my grandfather always said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. So I'm thinking of him right now as I button my mouth. And it's like, oops.
Your grandpa would be ashamed.
Sure did button that
after
mouth.
I post this, the button will happen.
Right. I said button my mouth, not stop my fingers.
Oh, there you go.
That is fair.
Button my mouth.
Oh yeah, here was the comment. I'm not going to discuss this particular topic, but... I don't teach K through 12, but I have taught college level courses for 9 years, and I've had a lot of professional development training in that time. So regardless of whether I agreed with their approach or not, I got something out of that ultimately and improved the way I teach. I think we're playing a dangerous game to dictate what our educators learn, since the majority of us aren't licensed or experienced or haven't spent a day in a classroom for years. Those are just my thoughts. And so I said to
my unbiased thoughts.
Right. I said to that lady, quote, I think we're playing a dangerous game when we weigh in on this topic and don't know what we're talking about. So I agree. Why are you commenting? But we start out with, we shouldn't weigh in, or we shouldn't be butting in, or we shouldn't have these opinions or share these opinions because we think it makes us sound humble.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to listen to our opinion that we're, quote, not sharing. Yeah. If we start out by saying, oh, I'm not really weighing in on politics, or I'm not going to get involved with this.
Well, or they think it's a trump card. Like somebody else posts something political on Facebook. Somebody else has the opposite view and comes in the comments. And it's usually a third party person. Yes. Who's like, guys, Christians should never fight like this. We just shouldn't post anything political at all. Yes. And it's like what we've talked about. You're also contributing. You're just loudly yelling. You think you're neutral, but
the wannabe peacemaker with their non-opinionated opinion. Like,
oh, bless them.
Yeah. So that's,
they don't get it yet.
That's how I feel about all of spirituality and no politics. I mean, really, we're just talking about different categories for discussions that you could have. The truth is what's important in all of these categories, whether you're talking about education or church policies or family structure, whatever conversation you're having. Truth is what you should be after. And if you're going to try to say you shouldn't talk about entire category over here, then sorry, you're already talking about it for one thing.
Yep.
And you're just trying to shut down everybody else's disagreement at this point. So I'm not here for that.
That one, that may have been a pastor that had posted that one.
What?
If memory serves correct.
Okay. The pastor who stands up and does nothing but give opinions.
I know. Ironic, I know. Do you want me to, are you ready? Do you want to give a thought, Megan? Or you feel like the thoughts have been...
Are you thinking about
everybody's
your head if you have something, don't have anything to say?
Yeah, everybody's on their phone looking for memes and stuff now.
No, I had a Bible verse.
Okay, keep looking.
Well, geez, okay. We definitely don't want that.
Yeah, no. We don't like.
So this
Christian shouldn't post about the Bible. They should just be spiritual. The Bible's divisive.
Well, no, that's what I was going to talk about. Didn't we just read in Galatians about, this is the verse they would use in rebuttal, is do not cause dissensions and factions. So you shouldn't be talking about things that are going to create, like, basically cracks between people.
Oh, well, then don't mention the gospel.
Yeah.
Right?
How's that go with our go and make disciples quote?
Yeah, that I do think that's probably what they would argue in dissent. But there's a problem with that. Because there's another verse in scripture that says, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's very important because It is only up to you so far. And it takes two people to be divided. You know, you can't keep coming to meet the other person wherever they are, because eventually you're not going to be in the truth camp anymore. Right. You're going to leave. And so you
can't
take.
That's what we talked about last week.
Yeah, you can't take full responsibility when somebody's upset. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think a good rebuttal to that is also, it kind of goes back to our Toxic People podcast, where it's like dissensions, it's you're breaking unity without any good cause. So you could always just ask them, so how many toxic people have you cut out of your life recently?
Right.
Ugh, the
toxic
unity.
People like me.
I am so over this idea that if people would just stop talking or if people would just try harder, we could all be unified. I was talking about we've had to watch Raya the Last Dragon like 50 times lately, and it's mediocre. But its main premise, I think, doesn't interest me because it's just not possible. The idea is that they're trying to achieve this utopia, this unity between all people, and the only reason it doesn't work is because we
don't trust
each other. And it's like,
Yeah, don't use wisdom or discernment. We gotta throw that out.
Yeah, well, that's the other funny thing is there's actually a character who spends the whole movie getting rescued because she's blindly trusting bad guys. And they're like actively trying to kill her. And the main character is coming in and saving her. And it's still trust that works in the end. And I was like, is nobody learning a lesson here? Like, maybe we shouldn't just trust everybody.
Unity is possible, but it's only unity in Christ. That's
it. Right. And, and even then, nobody's going to be unified until he comes back to do the unifying when he cuts out toxic people.
No!
Oh, no! No, right. But it's, gosh, I'm so tired of hearing about unity and if we just loved each other and we trusted each other and it's like, what?
How long have you had that in your blind react file, Marla?
Since we did the last one, probably.
Months ago.
April 22nd.
Our dad, 22nd. John Branion, posted 5 hours ago. 5 hours ago. It says, I'm going to turn your microphone down while Finley's
protesting. She wants her binky.
He wrote, my fellow Christians, you have to stop saying theology doesn't matter. You have to stop preaching the Beatles gospel that love is all you need. It is true that theology won't completely be able to help you understand everything about God. But when you suggest that God is just an endless mystery beyond our comprehension, you're wrong. We can know some stuff about God because he's revealed himself to us. And there's no such thing as man's logic, which would sort of be probably politics. I'm adding this now. This was not part of his post. But I would say people would classify politics as just man's disputes, right?
Or our opinions based on...
Right.
Based on
political party.
Right.
Right.
Teaching degrees.
But Dad goes on to say, logic and reason and rationality and truth all come from God. People didn't invent logic in a Wuhan workshop. It's part of God's nature. He's given us the ability to use logic. It's called thinking. That's right. Mankind didn't invent thinking either. God told you to seek him and provided you with the tools to do it. He gave you a mind. He gave you the ability to think. And when you constantly yammer about the worthlessness of your thoughts, you are spitting on God's gift. So I know you feel anxious when people argue. Anxiety is a signal that you have more thinking to do. So stop using your emotional uneasiness as an excuse to shut down conversations. And I would add, that includes conversations about who's in office politically. I mean, no realm is outside of our reach. No, nothing should be off limits for us to talk about as Christians or just as human beings. And so...
Well, regardless if you have experience in that situation or not.
Right.
You get to have an opinion on a topic.
Right.
You get to say whether abortion's okay or not, whether you're a man or a woman.
Right.
But that's such a good thought about the whole anxiety thing. Like, if you're feeling anxious when these discussions are happening or you feel uncomfortable even having these discussions, that you haven't thought about it enough. You don't have an opinion then.
Right.
You have not done the hard work and honestly the anxiety pushing mm-hmm. through that to figure out what you believe.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That we, it's on us when we feel nervous or uneasy about that topic and to then turn around and say, no, you're not allowed to talk about it is actually, like I said, a political opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not staying out of it. So you're not even taking your own advice. So as soon as you say Christians can't talk about politics, you're already being a hypocrite. Because you're talking about politics. But yes, we need to learn to recognize that because we're uneasy about it, it's a sign that we have the work to do. It's not our job to jump up on a soapbox and say, attention, everyone, y'all just need to be quiet.
Stand down with your opinion. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
You guys are being way too aggressive.
So that was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do we have another one?
We do. This one actually comes from a listener.
Oh.
On Instagram. So they wanted us to talk. I don't know if we could. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay.
We're famous.
So it's a woman.
Our tens of tens.
Woo. Yes. So there's a woman holding a sign. She's got her hand over her mouth like, oh, I said it. And it says.
it says. The copper tone baby.
Yeah. It says, dear mother-in-law, please don't tell me how to raise my kids. I'm living with one of yours and he's not perfect.
Then why'd you marry him if you didn't like how his mother raised him?
I think, and I know sometimes we talk about boundaries, but yeah. I think it's okay to hear advice from people and you shouldn't feel pressured to do what they're telling you to do
right. Unless
you aren't confident in what it is that you're doing.
Oh my snap. Goodness.
She said it. She said it.
Where's
she
my hand on the mouth, it. Marla? Oh, I said it.
Yeah, I don't really have this issue. Megan's mom is my mother-in-law. And really, probably with the generation right ahead of us, I think they're more worried about overstepping that bound in general than, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there are some overbearing mothers-in-law out there. I'm not saying that if you have one that you're lying, but I'm saying mostly what I hear is mothers-in-law who are afraid to say anything because they don't want to be that one in that meme. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they really go out of their way to not be offensive and to not judge and to not overstep.
Yeah.
And so to me, a lot of my words to them are what we talk about on this podcast, where it's like, listen, say true things. Don't back mm-hmm. down. Even if it's me who's like, oh, I didn't want to hear that. Or, you know, I'm really tempted to go out on Instagram and find some people who agree with me right now and are going to attack you for it. Even if that was my MO, you still should feel free to speak the truth because that's what matters. And that's what's ultimately going to unify us in Christ down the road. So don't be afraid of me, even if it's me who's got a bad attitude about it. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, that goes into our mom shaming stuff that we talked about a long time ago.
Yeah.
Which is like, if your mother-in-law is offering you advice, you just go, okay, thanks. And then you can either do with it like what you will or have a conversation with her. I'm not saying you have to like shut her out or anything. You could talk, but you don't have to go back. Like,
you don't have to feel like you're going to give her a throwdown, like drop the mic on her. Like,
right.
I don't understand that.
That's a woman
that.
Who went home and was very insecure about something her mother-in-law probably said to her. And so she needed to then go home and bash her husband and find reasons why she probably doesn't need to listen to that worthless mother-in-law. Look at the man she raised.
Right.
Well, and I feel like women, especially because we're not doing life together anymore like we used to, we're very insecure in our parenting. So any kind of even advice, well-meaning advice from a lot of mother-in-laws, I feel like it's like pushing on a wound. They're already insecure about it. They already don't know what they're doing. They already feel completely overwhelmed by their children. So to have somebody suggest something feels like a really harsh critique.
Yeah. Like turning the knife in the wound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, women used to be a lot more secure in their parenting when the parenting looked exactly like what their mothers and grandmothers and great grandmothers did. And all they were doing is continuing on that tradition. I'm all for living in multi-generational houses. Go live with your mother-in-law. There you go. You really want to say, oops, I said it. It's like, I live with my mother-in-law and we still fight.
Oh, that's no. I don't want to become Ruth and Naomi.
Nope. Yeah.
Go ahead on that one.
Okay. I think that's all I got to say on that.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm crying, but I don't know who.
Oh, okay. I can't hear it. So this is from IG Instagram. I'm really not sure who said it because there's multiple things tagged, but it looks like Talk 30 to me is maybe who said it.
Oh my gosh. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. So it says, when you follow someone on social media, you are signing up to hear their opinions. They are not signing up to hear yours.
What?
This made me laugh because I almost messaged the person to say, so
how should I direct my disagreement to this? Where should I direct my...
If you don't want to hear it, where's your secretary?
Yeah, where should I direct this?
Yeah, that's the exact opposite of what my philosophy is on social media. It's like, why are you sharing things on Instagram if you're not expecting people to respond? So...
An overwhelming amount of... Like, I saw this multiple times. People shared it. And I was just like, no.
Well, what's going to happen is they're calling people's bluff. They think that they're calling people's bluff, but I think if we were to actually put that into practice, you would have a million Instagram accounts with precisely one follower, right, which would be yourself. Like, yeah, you would be literally talking in an empty, echoey hallway.
They'd online. Like that.
They wouldn't, though. They don't. They want people to listen.
I deleted it. Sorry. It was
Megan's back from checking on the choir.
People follow you.
People follow you to hear your opinions, not so they can hear yours. Wait.
Not so you can hear theirs.
Right.
Meaning, if you follow me, I must be the celebrity and I'm going to do all the talking. But if you comment back to me, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, what's funny about that is that it doesn't divide comments. It's like, oh, so you don't want to hear that I agree with you either.
You just, I was going to say your skirt looked great.
That's true.
And I noticed this for an account recently that got into some trouble with other people who are angry about some things, but they limited their comments. And I'm like, well, I can't comment that I support you. And it was like, comment below how you feel about this. And it's impossible to, like, it just says comments have been limited and there are no comments. Like, it's the strangest thing. I was like, well, are you confused about what button you selected? Like, you toggled the wrong way because nobody's going to be able to comment and you're going to start wondering.
Interesting. Why nobody's, but they're not commenting. Closed comments. They're limited comments.
But on this particular post, there were zero comments.
You can do like a slow limit. To where people can only, you can post something, then you have to wait 5 minutes before you can post on that post again.
Okay.
Or reply. Because they're trying to like slow down basically the big debates and stuff that are.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, ew.
So they're still allowing debates and discussion to happen. They just are.
So now the only people who can comment are those who maintain their anger for a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah. And you know, have plenty of time to spend.
Yeah.
Just wait till Instagram gets the laugh emoji. Then it's all over with.
Not going to happen. Okay, I have another good one.
Okay.
So it says, I have a friend who always asks me before venting or sharing concerns if I have the, quote, if I, quote, have the mental space for it right now, end quote. And I got to say, that willingness to accept boundaries and not demand someone to dedicate emotional energy that they may not have right now is the heaviest ish ever.
Oh.
Don't you kind of do that with Colin, though?
Which just means I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yes, that is what that
means. That's that last sentence.
Which means that's some good stuff right
now. It doesn't prevent you from telling Colin the thing, but right. I know that you come to Colin and you say...
I don't tell him that he has a choice for whether to hear it, but I do give him a little warning in advance. Like, Colin, we're about to talk about something that's going to be triggering for you, is essentially what I tell him. Colin is 7. Colin doesn't like to do school. And he doesn't like to do chores. And so historically, whenever I say, all right, Colin, it's time for school, or all right, Colin, it's time to put away your dishes, he will immediately throw himself to the ground and yell like, ah! And so in order to curb that reaction, that knee-jerk emotional reaction, I usually give him a little warning where I'm like, all right, there's a thing you're going to be tempted to do. And we both know what that thing is. So just get ready, because here comes a thing I'm going to say that will make you want to do another thing you're not supposed
to
do.
The bad thing.
Right. And so, and sometimes it works, and other times it doesn't work from the perspective that he still does end up yelling, and then he has to be disciplined for that. But yeah, I don't have a problem with people recognizing that there are feelings that could be involved, and, you know, I want to be respectful and I don't want to upset you and all of this stuff. Like, there's no problem there. I have a problem when people use those nice sounding phrases because they're being manipulative and they're trying to hedge their bets in favor of being able to change your mind or influence you, if they're doing that because they think that there's a better chance of being able to get in your headspace and win you over to what they think, that's not, it's more like a sales tactic than it is, you know, actual genuine niceness. So I guess from that perspective, I support it when it's a mom who's trying to win over her son, because I actually do admit that that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm an authority in his life. And, you know, I make no bones about the fact that I'm trying to hedge my bets in favor of getting him to agree with me, because that's what I'm trying to do. But a lot of times in corporate settings or out where there's adult friends trying to interact, we're not honest about what we're really trying to do. And so
it almost feels like a social thing we have to do. Like back right. in the day when you used to have to make a call on somebody, you would like leave the note telling the butler and then come over. Like that's, it feels like there's steps like, oh, yes. you get to tell me truth sometimes, sort of, but here's all the hoops you need to jump through. And here's all the right. things that you need to do. And oops, hit the mic. Here's all the things that you need to do in order for it to be the right way. And I still probably won't like it. And then that will also be your fault.
Right.
Well, okay.
I don't. I used literally that phrasing with Corey last night.
Really?
Yeah. Did it work? Because I don't mind it with self-regulation. Because I had a really awful headache. I don't know if I was having allergies or what. I felt nauseous. He was driving. There was swerving. The potential for puke was pretty high. That's my baby.
Oh,
she's eating a banana. And she's very happy about it. And my Marco was going off, little notification, and he was like, are you gonna listen to that? And I said, I don't have the mental and emotional capacity for listening to that right now. And he's like, when are you gonna respond? I go, when I don't feel like puking, you know, like I'm not in a mental state where I can like
literally
provide any kind of advice or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it for self-regulation. I am kind of opposed to it for like, hey, just want to make sure that you're cool right now before I talk to you.
Well, you sort of took a step back. This is a person who I assume is talking to her friends on social media or even in person. But like, if
it was actually a guy.
Oh, whoa, even funny. I assumed it was a woman. I guess this guy, if he's in person with somebody or on social media, that means that you do kind of have the capacity for this. Like you're putting yourself out there. It's the whole idea of if you don't want people to comment on your things, don't post. It's like, if you really don't want somebody's opinion on your story, like why are you sharing it?
Oh no.
There's the doorbell.
It's okay. We're like at 28 minutes. So
really?
Yeah. It's been pretty good, guys.
Yeah, it's not been bad.
I mean,
she's got a thing
Marla
to say.
Marla has closing comments.
These are always interesting for me because I always feel like I don't know if we say anything at all. I usually go back and re-listen to these ones.
Yeah.
You know, I have asked some friends if they have the mental and emotional capacity before like deluging something.
Yeah, but the point is we are going to come back and talk about it eventually. You can't just tell me that you don't have the capacity for the rest of our lives and use that right. as a way to control whether I'm ever allowed to tell you what I think.
Well, I'm really surprised at the direction that this went because I did not expect it at all.
I'm what like, were you floored. Expecting?
Well, first of all, I shared this with a friend who had asked me if she just needed to vent about something. It was like, do you have some time? Like basically was just like making sure I was good so she could vent about something that didn't even really have anything to do with me. It was more like she wanted to make sure that I was just available to listen and to let her like vent about something and maybe to give her, cause I was like, do you want me to give you some advice on this? Like, I just want to know like,
right.
What are you looking for here?
What's my role?
Right. What do you want from me kind of thing? And I told her, I said, and I had just seen this post and I said, you know, I appreciate you asking me this, but I always want to be available for you to talk to me about something that's like bothering you regardless of what's going on in my own life, regardless if I'm having a struggle because I'm your friend and I want to be available to talk to you about something. So it wasn't like she was bringing something to me that I did and she was like mad at me about it. It was more like,
right.
Are you okay with me unloading on you about something? And it's like, I always want to be available to a friend. That was the way that I took it.
But I will have thoughts.
Right.
That's I think what we were getting at. Like you can always tell me, but if you think that you're going to tell me and then also tell me,
but here's how you're supposed to respond. Right. And I am not the person you want to come talk to.
Well, and it also depends on what you mean by right now. I don't have the time or space right now because I might literally be, you know, I have a crying baby in the background, for example, or I have a diaper to change. And so if we're just talking, literally, I don't have the space for the next hour or two. It's been a busy day, but let's talk tomorrow, you know. And yeah.
Right, that's something for sure.
But at the same time, though, I don't have the capacity ever for somebody to come to me, unload what is actually potentially gossip, or if they want me to just be a wall. Because they like, if you really just want to unload your opinions with no feedback, you might as well just go and type them into an empty chat.
Here's a journal.
Okay, I have a question for the sisters.
Okay. Maybe we should do part two since we're having such a good day today.
Don't manifest that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did it at the beginning and it worked. I said this has been a really good day. Everything's going like Brady Bunch.
Maybe she should ask her question and we'll cliffhanger it.
I don't know. Go.
Hurry, Megan.
Let's see. We're doing outro music now.
Go.
I'm feeling oppressed. I feel like this is not a safe space for me to ask my question.
We'll
Carla, help!
We'll ask the question in part two. Bye, Carla.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us for Just Because I Love You Day. You can find us on Facebook when you search Just Because I Love You podcast, or on MeWe in the group Four Sisters Birth and Motherhood Counseling, and on Instagram as Four Sisters One Savior. Those are numerals, not words. Four Sisters One Savior. See you next time.